Richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, urban mission seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them thinking go the people way. One day them dead and them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for and servant to the Rastafari movement. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 16th, 2013. We want to move to a couple of Sunday school lessons. The first one that we will go to today is June 16th, Meaningless Worship. And hopefully we'll get to the one for June the 23rd, The Glorious New Creation. Now, Meaningless Worship. This is a critique on our society. No matter what religion we claim, no matter what political ideology we claim, all of us go through rituals, all of us go through symbolisms, that which results in symbolism, rituals, practices that are associated with the religion that we claim or the political party ideology that we claim. But we want to understand, are we under the control of the tenets and principles of our religion or political ideology? Or are we under the control of the principles that are the opposite of the religion that we claim or political ideology that we claim? Verse 1, chapter 29. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Ariel is an African Hebrew word. 740 Hebrew Size Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means the lion of God or lioness of God. So we see the male and the female lion, lioness, the lion heart, the strong one, the one that is to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Stand like a lion in the jungle. Stand up and fight for truth, justice, and righteousness. But here we see it is woe to the lions and woe to the lioness. Woe to we who are supposed to be they who stand up. The word woe is alas, alas, woe, a warning. Warning and woe to the sinful nation. Warning, alas, whereas we should be thinking great and wonderful, now we must be warned that something is coming. Woe to the city where David dwelt. the city, the town, a general, specific, general, or specific, or collective. So we, the people of the Most High, black man and woman, the original Hebrews, the original Hebrew Israelite nation, called to be a lion and a lioness, we see that we're suffering woe. And the human family, all of us are called to be lions and lionesses, standing up for truth. It says the city where David dwelt, and the word David is David. David 1732. It means beloved. And the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the beloved Messiah people of the Most High, we are now being warned. Woe. It says, add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. So we're looking at the rituals that we undertake. Let them kill sacrifices. The word let them kill, 5362, strike off, go around, compass round, go around. Go around, surround, encompass, make the round, complete the circuit. And then the word sacrifice is 2282. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Hebrew side, festival, feast, gathering. So this has to do with our rituals that we use to make merry, to cause to be happy in our rituals and symbolism as they pertain to our religious claiming a particular religion or claiming a particular political party. If you are a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, a Buddhist, Krishna, Zoroaster, there are festivals that are attached to the religion. So we go through the rituals. We go through the feasts, we go through the symbolism. And then if you have a political affiliation, there are political parties, political rituals, there are elections that we go through that are festive, that have symbolism attached to it. These make us happy to go through elections. You have elections in religious institutions as well. Elections of bishops, elections of pastors. I just heard from my beautiful wife that somewhere, I believe in Arkansas, that a particular church had gone through a ritual of voting in another pastor, but some disputed and began to get guns to display their disputation. Cops were called. People lost their lives. We want to examine our religious or political rituals and see if they encompass the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of Yahweh, which means the principles and tenets of life. The word let them kill, surround, encompass. And when I see surround and encompass, I'm thinking of the square and the compass. I'm thinking of the Masonic order, this African knowledge stolen from Africa and given to us through the Masonic order under the control of the European. So this is knowledge, but is this knowledge and wisdom upheld by the principles and tenets of the Most High? Verse 2, yet I will...
I hit the wrong scripture. Let me see now. Verse 2. Why does it keep throwing me out? What is going on, sisters and brothers? I'm trying to see verse 2. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow. And this keeps
throwing me out to Genesis, and I'm trying to get back to Isaiah. Let me see if I can get back to Isaiah. This is interesting. This scripture, this Bible, Strong's Hebrew Greek Bible. I'm trying to get back to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 2. I think I may have arrived. Let me see. All right, here we go. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. So, distress. To constrain, press, bring into straits, to oppress. So, we see that because our practices do not uphold the tenets of Yahovah, Yahweh, Jehovah, which means existing and living, the existing and living one, the Almighty Father and Mother that has provided existence and life for the whole human family, and we are going through our political and religious rituals, but they are under the control of that which is opposite of life and existence for all, because today the religion and the politics are controlled by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, the 13 families and their affiliates, the wicked ruling class and ruling families that control our religions and control our political parties. Therefore, the Most High has to put us under distress because we are going counter to the tenets of life and existence for all. It says, and there shall be heaviness, 8386, mourning and grieving. Look, as we go through our religious rituals and political rituals, look at how the earth is gripped in grief and mourning. Look at how the police go through our neighborhoods, bringing death, hell, and destruction. Look at how our schools are collapsing and being privatized, education being destroyed. Look at how jobs being taken overseas to take advantage of slave and low-wage labor and the drug economy left behind. Look at how much stress and grief that brings. Look at how overseas warfare and bloodshed. Look at how the Republicans arguing with the Democrats as to how to kill in Syria, wanting to use the scandals, Snowden and other scandals, using the scandal of the IRS targeting the Tea Party, using the scandal of sex in the military and abuse of our dear precious sisters and mothers and women, using all of these various scandals to pressure Obama into sending the American boots, troops, and soldiers into Syria to kill in that manner. Whereas, as of now, he has refused to do so and wants to kill using the CIA, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. So you see, no matter which way you cut it, mourning and grieving, distress, death, hell, destruction. We go through our religious and political rituals, yet we are gripped in mourning and stress and grieving. And sorrow, the word sorrow, is mourning and lamentation. We are in total grief and mourning because of the condition of the human family, because we are running counter to the principles of life and existence for all. Wow, this keeps throwing me out. And I'm trying to stick with Isaiah. Let me see if I can get back to, looks like I'm going to have to go back and forth on this thing. I'm trying to go to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 3. And this scripture keeps throwing this Bible, blue letter Bible, keeps throwing me out. And I keep having to try to come back. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against thee with a mount, and I will raise forts against thee. I'm having to preach this just straight from the English because this blue letter Bible keeps throwing me out for some reason. But we are being sieged. We are being confronted by the Most High Yahweh because we refuse to follow the tenets and principles of life and existence for all. Verse 4. And thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. I have to try to get to that one. Come on, do me right. Wow. But we are made low. We are speaking that which is unrighteous. We should be speaking righteousness and on a high righteous level. But we are not speaking on a high righteous level. We're speaking on a low level to watch the politicians and watch how they use high language to bring us low, to watch how the president of the United States of North America, whether that president is black or white, or whether that president is Democrat or Republican, using the language of lawyers, using the language of law, using the language out of the dictionaries, but using that language to bring us down low. And this word, and thou shalt be brought down, 8213, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, shafal, or shafail, to become low, humbled, abased, become low, humiliated. Are we not humiliated when we listen to our conversation of slander, of destruction against each other, whether within our family, on our jobs, or within the nation? Democrats talking low about Republicans. Republicans talking low about Democrats. Americans talking low about sisters and brothers outside of these United States of North America. You hear about the immigration bill that they want to pass. That is only deception to codify the destruction of our sisters and brothers who are coming over a false border and boundary from Mexico and Central and South America and south of that border in order to cause us to hate them. The politicians and those in power use low language, denigrating our sisters and brothers of the human family from who are coming from across the border to cause us to support wickedness. The word speak, declare, converse, command, speak, and promise to lead away, to put to flight. So we're being led away from the righteous speech, and the righteous speech is put to flight, and we are caused to speak low and speak unrighteously of sisters and brothers all over the earth. And thy speech shall be low. And thy speech, is that what I hit already? Speech utterance, speech word, word of God, the Torah, the use of the word of God to speak in a low manner of our sisters and brothers of the human family. Our speech is made low and shall be low. 7817. to bow, to crouch, to bow down, be bowed down, to bow, to be prostrated, to be humbled, to be reduced and weakened. So the speech that we're using is a weak speech that brings us low like a beast in a lair. Like a beast in a lair. The beast in the lair is crouching low to spring upon the prey, to spring upon that animal that does not know that the beast is in the lair waiting to spring forth to kill the prey. So this is the type of speech that is being used in the national discourse. Be made shall be low out of the dust. And the dust, the earth, powder, ashes, mortar, rubbish, debris, mortar. So this is earth and dust and ashes and mortar that causes us to think of death. So the type of speech that is being used is the type of speech that brings death, that brings hail, that brings destruction. And thy voice shall be of one that hath a familiar spirit. Water skin bottle, necromancer. Necromancer, one who evokes the dead, the ghost, spirit of a dead one, practice of necromancy, one that has a familiar spirit. Sisters and brothers, you have one idea of this because of the popular teaching concerning necromancy, but let me give you the real teaching. Look, this system is a system of death. And when we go after the politicians who have the spirit of death, we are calling forth one controlled by death. We think to bring us life, but you see the result is always death. We said destruction of living wage job brings death. Taking advantage of slave wage, low wage labor, bringing death. Using our prisoners, sisters and brothers, who are caught in the prison industrial complex, using them as cheap and low wage and slave labor to manufacture and produce products that we purchase, and the result is yet death and destruction because those sisters and brothers are in fact default slaves, de facto slaves, being used in a system of death. And so the drug economy, death. Everything we see of this system is death. So to go into this system as is and call up this system as is, as if we could bring life from the system, no, this is necromancy. This is the practice of using death or trying to get life out of death. So this familiar spirit, this spirit of death that is familiar to us, we have been living in this system for the last 458 years, we've been living under this no good rotten system, 450 years, something to that effect. Do we not see that this system is nothing but death? Nothing but death to the human family, nothing but death to men, women, and children. So this is our condition, sisters and brothers, being forced and maneuvered into participating in a system that is nothing but death. Out of the ground, out of the earth, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. The speech shall whisper out of the dust. And we're back to the earth and mortar and rubbish. And the speech that we use is nothing but trash talking. Thy speech, thy thy speech shall whisper. The word whisper, chirp and peep, and birds, and it says of ghosts, chatter, whisper. So useless chatter, useless whisper, bringing death and destruction, bringing ourselves down low. Verse 5, moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. The strangers made like small dust. Let me see if this computer will act right. No, it's not acting right. I don't know what is going on with this computer. Do I have another interpretation here? Isaiah 29 and 5. But suddenly your ruthless enemies shall be driven away like chaff before the wind. All right. So we are under the control of a wicked enemy. They are strangers. They are not from among us. We are the people of God. We are the people of righteousness. We are lions and lionesses. We are to run this earth on behalf of the Most High. But we see that we are under the control of the house of Rothschild, of the Oppenheimers. They're strangers to we. They're strangers to us. They're strangers to the ways of life and righteousness. But in the midst of all of this, these wicked ones who are a stranger shall suddenly be made like dust, be made into nothing, be made like the chaff. Now, in the producing of bread, you take the wheat, but among the wheat is the useless chaff, that useless part that we can't use with the wheat grain to make bread. So you take a fork, a pitchfork, and you throw the wheat into the air, and the wind separates the useless part that we call chaff from that part that is grain that we use to make bread. So the wicked ones have been among us. We are the people of bread, the people of life. But we have this useless chaff among us, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked puppets, the wicked prime ministers and mayors and governors, these wicked ones who are put in charge and use their speech to bring us low into unrighteousness. They are going to be like chaff now. The wind and the power of the Spirit of Mother Holy Spirit, we're being tossed into the winds of righteousness and Mother Holy Spirit, and that wind is moving the useless chaff out of the way. All of this shall be done suddenly. Verse 6, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. The translation in the Living Bible is, in an instant I, the Lord of hosts, will come upon them with thunder, earthquake, whirlwind, and fire. So, the Lord of hosts, the word Lord is Yahovah or Yahweh or Jehovah. It means living and existing. So the principles and power of living and existence, life and existence for all. This is the power that has an army behind this power. The army of life, the army of existence, coming through nature, through thunder, through earthquake, through the tempest and storms of the universe, all working in concert with life to do away with that which brings nothing but death. So we see that in nature, in the universe, the power of death will be defeated by the earthquake and lightning and thunder and storms and tempest and the flame of devouring fire, the fire of truth, the fire of righteousness. We speaking in the tongues of the Holy Spirit, cloven tongues of fire, destroying this wicked system and at the same time building a system of truth and justice and righteousness. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.